everybody to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, May 4th, 2009. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the mayor, and as always, it's an honor and a privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin with the invocation by Pastor Rich Wisely of the Mountain Vista Bible Church, and he'll be followed by our Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led this evening by Austin Shumway, a member of Troop 430. Please stand for the invocation and the pledge.
Thank you, Your Honor. Heavenly Father, on behalf of those gathered in this room today, I give you thanks and praise for this day that you have made for us. It is good and reassuring to us, the citizens of this fine city, to know that the leaders you chose to serve this council through your sovereign will invite you into the deliberations and decisions that will affect us all. Lord, we recognize that the mantle of leadership is indeed weighty and terrible at times. Therefore, I pray that you would give clarity and wisdom to these men and women. I ask you to protect them against all manner of rancor and discouragement. Send forth your spirit into their midst to preserve unity and integrity in all that is said and done here today. Father, you instruct your children to pray for and submit to those you have appointed over them. And so we lift these men and women up to you today in order that you would see that we are indeed faithful to your word. Bless the family members of these servants and watch over them as these men and women commit time here away from their loved ones. Thank you again, Lord, for the opportunity to come before you and seek your blessing upon these proceedings. It is my solemn desire that all that is done here today bring you honor, glory, and joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Will you guys join me in the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Wisely and Austin. Please be seated. This evening, we'd like to excuse Vice Mayor Jones, who is out of town and will not be joining us. We'll now proceed to the first item on our agenda, which is to take action on consent agenda. Kevin Christopher will read in the consent agenda. Kevin.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on recommendations to reappoint Magistrate Victor Ortiz for 4-year term beginning July 1st, 2009. Item 4B, act on recommendation to reappoint Magistrate Carl Epic for 4-year term beginning July 1st, 2009. Item 5A, act on liquor license for DJ's Beer and Wine, 1840 West Southern Avenue. Item 5B, act on liquor license for Shakespeare's, a traditional pub and restaurant, 1744 South Val Vista Drive. Item 5C, act on liquor license for the Valerie Eatery Diner Restaurant, 270 West Main Street. Item 6A, act on contract to purchase replacement substation power transformer for Energy Resources Department. Item 6B, act on contract to purchase replacement 15 kilovolt metal clad switchgear for Energy Resources Department. Item 6C, act on contract to purchase replacement camera equipment for Police Department, $108,644.56. This is fully funded through the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission's Full Service Crime Laboratory Grant. Item 6D, this item has been deleted. Item 6E, act on contract for waterline and gas line replacement, 9th place from Country Club Drive to Center Street, $562,320. This project funded from the fiscal year 08-09 water and gas bond capital programs. Item 6F, act on contract for building demolition at Falcon Field Airport, 5035 East Roadrunner Drive, $58,069. This project is funded from an ADOT grant and from the fiscal year 08-09 Falcon Field Airport Capital Program. Item 6G, act on contract for HVAC replacement for Mesa Convention Center, 260 North Center Street, $696,633.03. Funding is available from the fiscal year 08-09 Convention Center Capital Program, Facilities Maintenance Budget, and the Capital Improvement and Operational Program. Item 7A, act on resolution approving Memorandum of Understanding to accept grant funds through the 2009 Bryn Justice Justice Assistance Grant Program. Item 7B, Act on Resolution granting power distribution easement to SRP on city-owned property, 2155 South Dobson Road. Item 7C, Act on Resolution establishing Identity Theft Prevention Program for Business Services Customer Call Center and Office. Item 7D, this item has been deleted. Item 8A, Introduction of Ordinance Z09-04, 1017 South 88th Street for a rezone. Item 8B, Introduction of Ordinance Z09-05, 7938 East 2nd Avenue for a rezone. Item 8C, Introduction of Ordinance Z09-06, 839 North 98th Street for a rezone. Item 8D, this item has been deleted. Item 9, assigned delinquent accounts to collection services, $796,744. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that any council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests from citizens to remove any item?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion to approve this consent agenda by Councilmember Summers, a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Before we vote on this, I'd like to at least introduce one of our judges who is up for reappointment. Magistrate Victor Ortiz is here. Magistrate Ortiz, thank you very much for being here. If you'd stand up. And you have your wife, Elizabeth, and your daughter, Olivia, and son, Armand. Thank you so very much for being here. Judge Carl Epic had a conflict and couldn't get out of it and couldn't be there, but thank you so very much for being here. Appreciate all your service. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion on the consent agenda? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Vice Mayor Jones absent. The consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item number 3, conduct a public hearing on the proposed CDBG/HOME/ESG FY2009-2010. Enough acronyms there for you. Annual Action Plan and the 1-Year Consolidated Plan. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
I seriously doubt that anyone after hearing that would want to talk about it. any comments from the City Council members or questions? There being no such comments, declare the public hearing closed. The next item on the agenda are items from citizens present. Ms. Clark, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
We have no request to speak. We have a request to adjourn from Councilmember Summers. Second from Councilmember Fenter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. We are adjourned. Thank you for being here this evening.